Justin Brown, I'm with Smith Mix. I keep it pretty short, and you guys can get started. Thank you for that. I've just got, two updates on the agenda. I'm going to take Chairman's prerogative and add a third at the last minute. It's just because I was supposed to provide it last month, and we got busy, and I just failed to do it. So I'm going to go ahead and provide the update. And that has to do, update number one, has to do with the fines and fees update. I try to do that on a quarterly basis. And so I received a report on April the 13th for the first quarter, and I just wanted to share that with the committee. That was something that we implemented last year. It was the first full year that we implemented that, and it's been doing very well. We decided to do that in-house, just as a reminder. So far for the first quarter for this year, for 2022, payments made to the sheriff's office for the debt set-off this year has been $95,674.06, which is pretty good. The total of all of the amount collected and everything is $113,265.52. So a good report for the first 3 months. I appreciate Ashley West providing me those numbers from the judge's office. All right. First item actually on the agenda that I had on there is an animal shelter update. Just strictly that I wanted to share as things are progressing, share that with the committee so you guys know what's going on. We've had meetings, recent meetings. We met on April the 5th. We met on May the 3rd. We met earlier today on May the 10th. We did receive some information back from the needs assessment study, and we have been looking at it. We received that on April the 26th. The needs assessment study provided some good information, some options that they're talking about, but it also opened up some additional questions. So we met on May the 3rd to actually discuss some of the issues that it brought up regarding the needs assessment. Today we met with Judge Baker and Mr. Anderson, and then also with the architect team with the committee, and we talked about the needs assessment and some of the follow-up questions. So I'm not really going to get into the meat of all that because it's going back and forth. I mean, the goal of this is to get it to the point where we can bring a presentation to the quorum court, to this committee, to the quorum court, and so we can give you guys the nitty-gritty. I just want to give you an update that it's ongoing, it's working pretty regular. So we met with the architect. We talked about some design options. They had some options that they presented to us, and they were looking for some guidance of which direction that we wanted to go. I'll tell you, one of the questions was, how married are we to the building that is out there now? It has some attributes that are positive, and then some attributes that are negative. We certainly want, in our reply, basically, if we want the most efficient and effective with the money that we have. So if we can use big parts of that building, we absolutely want to. If we have to do other things, we'll consider those as well. So we're trying to, but what we don't want to do is we don't want to put a square peg in a round hole in things that won't work. So that cleared them up so that they can move forward on some options that they're going to provide with us. Judge Baker did approve. It's a request from the architect, approved for a topographical survey and a geotechnical soil report. Y'all know what the geotechnical soil report is? They go out and do bore samples and that kind of stuff, and it provides a report. There you go. I told you what I knew about it, but he did approve to get those done. The architect is still partnering with the Shelter Planners of America. They're the ones that did the needs assessment, so they're working on the preliminary plans. You know, I'll just note that I think we're very, very close. When we really started on this, the last of last year, I was hoping that we would be to a different place than we are now, but we're working on it. It's time-consuming, the data and the information, but it's ongoing. So more than anything, I just want to let you know that it's ongoing. The committee, I think there's several committee members that are here tonight, but the committee members real diligent on working on that. All right, so that's the animal shelter update. Any questions from the committee?
I do. I have one question. On the geotechnical soil report,
mm-hmm.
Is there a reason for that?
It's a requirement.
It is a requirement. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what they advise us to do. So I'll jump into it, but really the only report that I have for the Criminal Justice Coordinating Committee for the jail is the judge has approved for the topographical survey and the geotechnical report for it as well.
Okay.
That's a requirement for them. It's a little different. They're working on some of the needs assessment on the jail. That project is a little behind the animal shelter as far as where it's at. So they're wanting that as part of the needs assessment.
Okay.
So both of those, the judges approved those.
Justice Hagan?
Yes.
One question on the animal shelter front, and I don't need a very detailed answer on this, just a general answer would work. Have y'all made any progress? Because one leg of it is figuring out what we need, and the other leg of it is figuring out how to pay for it. So have y'all talked about how to fund operationally the animal shelter?
Yeah, so we talked about it at length in all three of these meetings, and again today. As a matter of fact, when the architect and Judge Baker and them left, mm-hmm. the committee stayed, and we talked about that. So it's a two-pronged approach. It's two separate issues. And mm-hmm. thank you just for asking, because it's a good question. So the design of the shelter, trying to get what we need without mm-hmm. the fluff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are things that we have to do because you're required to do those, and there's things that are nice to do. I assure you the committee is pretty quick about, with a sharp knife, of trimming some of those niceties down, but yet something that people, we want to move animals. So
yeah.
you want it nice enough where people will come, but we don't need it
yeah.
Washington County nice.
That's it.
But the second problem of this, absolutely is the financial aspect of it. So we're looking at some approaches that we would like to bring to the court. We're not quite there.
Yeah.
I will say this, it's not all about the county paying for it with tax dollars.
Yeah.
There are other options out there, and we're trying to bring those in. Initial assessment had kind of a head count
mm-hmm.
for employees, and that didn't scare me. But when we started asking questions on the options of different folks, that changes the employee structure, so we kind of held off on that. And
mm-hmm.
let's see what the structure and how the operation is going to work, and that'll determine head count.
Perfect.
And then there are things like negotiating with the sheriff's department for enforcement officers and how that would work
yep.
and those kind of things. But yes.
That answered
problems.
My question. Thank you very much.
You bet. Any other questions from JP's committee members?
Good. Good
update. Thank you. Okay. I'll open up any questions from anyone else. Okay. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second. All right. We are adjourned. Thank you, Justin.